Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And, you know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614 or look for her number on our website, Bankers Title, Integrity, Security, and Excellence. Plus support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, look for the ad on hunter@sunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio, first time he's ever been on the show, Tim Oaksman. How are you, sir?
I am fine. Thank you for having me, Hunter.
Well, thanks for coming down here on a Sunday and spending some of it here with us. What would you like to play for us first before we get you talking here?
Hunter, the first one will be a song called Cabin in the Snow, and I'll be accompanied by my friend Rick Colgan on bass and Scott Johnson on harmonica.
Excellent. Well, here's Tim Oaksman here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Outside, the snow is falling. A silent shroud upon the ground. The wolves are calling as they head for higher ground. And the distant starlight shines on our silent world below. We are gathered here together in our cabin in the snow. We all come from different places. We all went to different schools. History will show the traces of our little ship of fools. And the distant starlight shines on our silent world below. We are gathered here together in our cabin in the snow. Outside, the snow is falling. A silent shroud upon the ground. The wolves are calling as they head for higher ground. And the distance starlight shines on our silent world below. We are gathered here together in our cabin in the snow. We are gathered here together in our cabin in the snow.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you, Hunter.
Tim Oaksman here on Hunter at Sunrise, and his band as well. And this is really cool. So are you looking forward to Christmas, Tim? Is this your Christmas song? Or?
Well, Hunter, I have a Christmas song, but it's a little bit off color, and I think you have a good Christian audience listening to you, and I would not want to offend you. So we'll save that for another time.
That was the Christmas song, right, that you just played. Snow and a nice log cabin. Sounds like a nice cozy Christmas, at least. Yeah?
Well, Hunter, are we ready for the next one?
Let's talk a little bit first.
Sure.
Where are you from, Tim? How long have you lived around here?
Hunter, I am originally from New York, from Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not proud of it, but as Portsmouth Mayor Jim Holly used to tell me, Tim, you weren't born in Virginia, but you got here as quick as you could.
When did you come to Virginia?
Well, I took a little side trip through Southeast Asia with the United States Army.
Right.
Came back here and started school in Charlottesville and fell in love with Virginia. I've been here ever since and consider myself very lucky to have spent most of my life here.
Wow.
Virginian by choice of birth.
So you went to University of Virginia?
That's correct.
Oh, wow, and graduated and everything. And what did you want to do when you were at the University of Virginia?
Well, I went to law school there.
Yeah.
I had completed college before I went into the Army and did law school in Virginia and in Charlottesville and then moved to Richmond, and I've been in Tidewater area for probably about 25 years now.
Whereabouts around here do you live?
Well, initially, we lived in Portsmouth for the longest time, and mm-hmm. we are in Virginia Beach right now, just a short distance from the oceanfront.
Okay. And do you get to play out much? Do you go to open mics, or what do you do?
Hunter, I do a lot of open mics. Luckily, there are bars that have very low standards, and they'll let I get plenty of opportunities. But, yeah, there's a really good music scene here. I play a number of open mics at different bars, mostly here in Southside. And then occasionally I'll play at Victorian Station at different events they have up there up in Phoebus in Hampton.
Okay. We're talking with Tim Oaksman here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us then?
Hunter, the next one is called New Frontier.
New Frontier. These are all songs you've written.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, this is called New Frontier. Tim Oaksman here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Rolling hills, upstate New York, a windy winter day. President John F. Kennedy's inauguration day. We waited round a black and white TV. We couldn't wait to hear about that new frontier of his. His new frontier. Meanwhile, it was a beat-up old Harley Davidson. No muffler, no plates, no lights. We rode it down the main street in town. One cold, snowy night. College is for knowledge. Hey, let's learn from another beer about that new frontier. I'll drink to that. I'll drink to that new frontier. Hey, was the new frontier meant just for me or for everyone? Tell me true. Is it something that's going to change the world or just a phase we're going through? It ain't real clear about that new frontier. Greenwich Village, street scene, urban county fair, marijuana and peace signs and revolution were everywhere. Yoko did a gig at Judson, and all the in crowd came to cheer her new frontier. Oh, no, 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 Yoko, honey, it's another new frontier. Now Cobra gunships rule the sky and rain death down out of the sun. The 101st Airborne is here, the first cab and the big red one. I'm face down in the Mekong Delta. I hope it don't all end right here. Is this your new frontier? Is this it? Is this what you meant for the new frontier? Hey, was the new frontier meant just for me or for everyone? Tell me true. Is it something that's gonna change the world or just a phase we're going through? It ain't real clear about that new frontier. Now it's breakfast at the Third Street Diner, rock and roll and a greasy grill. Little kids play in the park up on Old Church Hill. There's a whole new generation. They're growing up right here. Could they be the new frontier? Could be. Maybe they are the new frontier. Well, Hunter, who knows where we came from? Who knows how far we're gonna go? Who knows what feeds the fires that started long ago? I know where we're headed for. We're headed straight from here to some other new frontier. To some other new frontier. To another new frontier.
Wow. Hunter at Sunrise here with Tim Oaksman. Kind of autobiographical song, isn't that, Tim?
Well, a little bit, Hunter, yeah.
How long were you in Vietnam?
I was an enlisted man with the Army 20th Engineer Brigade, and I was there for just about 1 year, a little bit less than 1 year.
Well, thanks a lot for your service. And when did you start writing songs and want to do this?
Hunter, I got started during the great folk music scare of the 1960s. I just fell in love with a lot of the music that I heard then, and started writing songs then. Was living in Greenwich Village at the time, hooked up with a couple of other musicians, and we played a number of gigs around the music with around the village, with me writing a lot of the music.
So you were there when the village was the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, Yoko was hanging out there before she met John Lennon. Melba Moore was performing at Judson Memorial Church. Sam Shepard was writing plays that I ran the lights for.
You ran the lights for some of Sam Shepard's plays?
Yeah, when he was performing at St. Mark's Church in the Bowery, he did a play called Chicago that was just really funny, and no one's ever heard of it since then. But he was undiscovered, and I met him, worked with him, and ran lights for the show. And they're just a bunch of other really cool people that I was lucky enough to have a chance to work with back then.
Wow. Tim, you've been around. You have really been around. When did you come here again to Hampton Roads?
Got back from Vietnam in 69, and I've been here in Hampton Roads, or Tidewater, as I like to call it, ever since late 90s, 94, 95.
I see. Have you ever thought of recording, or have you recorded something? Or?
Hopefully I will eventually get to that point, but I was too busy working full-time and raising my family.
Sure.
I just work part-time right now, and that allows me more time to devote to my music, and that's why I'm here.
You think your family is listening this morning by chance? Or?
There's an outside chance that they might be. I'm probably embarrassing the heck out of them.
You're doing great. You're doing wonderful. We're talking with Tim Oaksman here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here? We got time for one more.
Yeah, thank you, Hunter. Here's one that I wrote when I was kind of sitting on the front porch of my house out in Church Hill in Richmond, and it's called Richie's Blues,
okay.
Devoted to an old high school friend of mine.
All right, here's Tim Oaksman here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I told myself she sure looked familiar when I saw that river running through her eyes. She said, I'll have a drink, make it vanilla. Ooh, and them clouds just drifted slowly across the sky. Yeah, them clouds drifted slowly across the sky. She said, they say, that every man's a sinner. Oh, yeah, but you can buy redemption if you cry. I said, well, that's cool, babe. Now let's go out to dinner. We can have some French champagne and French fries. Yeah, we're gonna have some of that French champagne, French fries. After that, we tripped the light fantastic. They even wrote about us in Rolling Stone. They said our moral standards were a bit elastic. She just smiled and kept on playing her saxophone. She played low-down blues on a golden saxophone. Take one, Scott. Well, that's the way it was in the beginning. All those crazy, crazy, crazy years ago. You know, that girl and I, we're gonna play for extra innings as we wander through the wild and drifting snow. Yeah, we'll wander through the wild, drifting snow, singing north to Alaska. Off we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim Oaksman here on Hunter at Sunrise. I have to say, I like your style, Tim. That was pretty great.
Thank
you, Hunter. Enjoyed that.
And special thanks to Rick Hogan, who did a great job on bass. And
thank you, Rick, for coming down here, really.
And Scott Johnson, who did a marvelous job on harmonica.
Yeah, Scott, I know Scott from Carl Wern's open mic, you know, at Woody McGee's. He plays with Carl a lot, so... it's great to have you finally on the show, Scott.
Oh, it's fun. Have a great time.
Well, Tim, thanks for coming down here today. This has been a lot of fun, and it's been even educational. I mean, it's been very educational. I really appreciate that. Are you there?
Hunter, thank you so much. Hunter, I really appreciate it. Apologize for the slow response. I really appreciate it. I had a great time here, and thank you for having us.
Now, are you playing anywhere, or is it just an open mic? It's just you have to be lucky to see you out and about playing.
Right now, open mic. I've done a couple of scheduled gigs. I will probably be doing more in the coming year, but don't have anything scheduled right now.
Okay. Well, I wish you luck with that. I hope you have some more scheduled gigs, so... people can come out and see you. That would be great. Tim Oaksman here on Hunter at Sunrise. That's